Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio and study His precious Word together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. We're turning in our Bible to the book of Philippians, chapter number 4, and continuing the study on the thought of dealing with our mind, are dealing with our thoughts. We who are saved by the grace of God, are a saved being living in an unsaved body. And there's a battle that rages. Our spirit being, our inward being, wants to do that honors God. But our body is still wicked and sinful and still has the desires of the flesh that wants to rule and ruin and wreck our life. And so there's a battle that's raging in our lives between God and the devil and between good and evil. And that battlefield is in the mind. That's where we're encountering such opposition from the devil in our day. And if you're trying to live for God, then you're aware of the fact that there is a battle raging in your mind. We've studied several things. We look first of all at the power of the mind, and we saw that the power of the mind is so strong. The Bible said, for as a man thinketh, so is he. And again, the Bible said, to keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And I'm not just speaking about some philosophy or some psychologist or psychiatrist method of dealing with the mind. I'm talking about the peace of God that rules in our mind as it's laid out in the Scripture. There is the power of the mind. Then we mention the position of the mind. And again, I say it, we're a saved being living in an unsaved body, and the mind becomes the battlefield for who's going to be in control of our life. And then we looked at the purging of our mind. In 2 Corinthians chapter number 10 and verse number 4 through verse number 6, we look at these four thoughts. The Bible speaks about the pulling down of the strongholds. The word pulling down means destruction or demolition. The stronghold means a fortress, like a walled city. And friend, if the devil can, he will plant a thought in your mind, convert that thought into a stronghold, and will hound you day and night with thoughts from that area of your life. Just, it's almost as though in the days before the flood, the thoughts of your mind becomes evil continually because of that. God said you got to find that stronghold and destroy it. Cast it down. Do not permit it to remain in your life. And then he said not only we're to pull down the strongholds, but we're to cast down the imaginations. Every time that an evil imagination arises in your mind, you must purge that imagination. Grab a hold of it, take it by force, throw it down, destroy and demolish it. And then thirdly, he speaks about the bringing down of our thoughts. Every thought that is evil, we're to bring that thought into captivity. We're to put it in prison and keep it from living free in the regions of our mind. And then he talked about putting down every thought of disobedience. Every time that there is a thought that arises in your life that is disobedience to the revealed truth of the Word of God, you should never allow that thought to stay there, and you ponder on that thought. So there is the power of the mind, the position of the mind, and the purging of the mind. And then as we left the air yesterday, we were looking at the peace of the mind. And in Philippians chapter number 4, I'll review and finish this, and then give you the fifth point, the Lord willing, on the broadcast today. In verse number 4 of Philippians chapter 4, we see that to enjoy peace of mind, our position must be realized. The Bible said in verse number 4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Now, let me just point out what that verse does not say, and then I'll point out what it does say. Number one, it does not say rejoice because of the Lord. Number two, it does not say rejoice because of what he's done, because of who he is, or because of what he's going to do. But it says that we're to rejoice in our position. Rejoice in the Lord. Thank God the day that God saved me, God placed me into the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit baptized every person that's saved by the grace of God into the body of Christ the moment they were saved. And I rejoice, I am in him and he in me. And again, I just say it to aggravate the devil. The devil cannot touch one of God's children unless he first comes into Christ where I am. You see, I'm crucified with Christ. I'm dead with Christ. My life is hid with Christ in God. And the devil cannot get to me without first coming into the Lord Jesus Christ. And oh, I could spend the entire broadcast today on that thought. But our position must be realized. You see, I am in the body of Christ. I am seated in the heavenlies. I am shut up in the hand of God. And I am sealed by the Holy Ghost. I am in him, and he is in me. He put a hedge around Job. And when we were saved, he put his body around us as a hedge. We're in his body, and so we're hedged in him. And all the devil can do, my friend, is that which God allows him to do in our life. So our position must be realized. His presence must be recognized. Verse number 5, the Lord is at hand. Now listen to me, and I do not say this without any sympathy or feeling toward your situation and circumstance that you may be in. But I want to tell you, regardless of where you're at, and regardless of what's going on in your life, the Lord is with you. If you've ever been saved by the grace of God, the Lord said in Hebrews 13:5, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He is at hand. He is within arm reach. He's just a prayer away. The songwriter said, standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He is there. He's there regardless of what's happening and what's going on in your life. So our position must be realized. His presence must be recognized. And then our praying must be right. If we're going to have peace with God, our praying must be right. Notice in verse number 6, the Bible said to be careful for nothing. Do not be overfilled with care or anxiety. Somebody has said the Bible teaching is, why worry when you can pray? But the Baptist philosophy is, for most of us, why pray when you can worry? But God says, do not be overfilled with anxieties and cares. Be careful for nothing. But preacher, how can I live up to that? Here's how you live up to it. He said, but in everything. I wonder if that includes the thing that you're experiencing right now. Of course it does. God said, but in everything. And then he gives three words. Number one, by prayer. Number two, and supplication. Number three, with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. Prayer is asking of God. Somebody has said even this word prayer here would include worship of God. And there is worship in prayer. The Lord told the disciples in the model prayer that we're to pray, hallowed be thy name. But as we come to these situations in our life and the battle rages in our mind, then, my friend, we can come to God and commune with him in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. I do not care how bad it is. I do not care how big it is or how small it may be. It's not too big nor too small for God to be interested in it and listen to you if you'll pray for him. Now, quickly, let me give you this. In order to pray in the right manner, there must be three things. Number one, there must be a consciousness of God's presence. There must be a commitment to God's plan in everything with prayer and supplication. And then there must be a communion with God in prayer. Let your requests be made known unto God. Listen to me. In the matter of communing with God in prayer, there are three great truths that I want the Holy Ghost to speak to you about these final moments. Number one, when you come to God and commune in prayer, there must be a rending of the heart. I mean, friend, just open up before God. You do not have to be backward or bashful or act like God doesn't know, because he already knows. So when you come to God, just open your heart and pour it out before God. Then number two, there must be a resignation of your will. It's not my will, but thine be done. That's the way to get an answer to your prayer and get peace with God as you pray. But not only there is a rending of the heart, there is a resigning of the will, but there also must be a releasing of the emotions. Friend, hear me. You don't have to go down to some psychiatrist or psychologist and listen to them or lay on their couch and release your emotions. You can bow at the throne of grace and just pour out your hurt and pour out your bitterness and pour out your grief and release every emotion that's battled up in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ. He will not upbraid you. He will not fuss about it. He will not tell anybody about it. It'll stay personal between you and him. So there's the position of the mind. There is the power of the mind. There's the purging of the mind. And there is the peace of the mind. Let me grab one more verse this final moment. There is the protection of the mind. The Bible said in the book of Isaiah chapter 26 and verse number 3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee, because he trusteth in thee. What is the protection of my mind? Notice three things. Number one, there's the source. Thou wilt keep him. Peace of mind is not left up to my keeping and my ability. No, that is a work of God. That's a fruit of the Spirit. And the Bible said, thou wilt keep him. And then there's the scope. He said, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. And then there's the secret. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. My friend, listen to me. Your peace of mind will be protected and sustained when you realize it's not in your keeping, but God's keeping. The source, thou wilt keep him. The scope, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. The secret, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon thee. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day to gather by the radio and study his word together. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.